Hey, this is the National Treasure, Nick Aldis, and you're listening to the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast.
It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. With the Enforcer.
I believe they're called Enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night.
Welcome to another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your hosts. He is the Stallion. I am the Enforcer. Was that a record? Did we have internet trouble already, Joe?
Did we? What happened?
Oh, no, maybe it was just me. I think my Wi-Fi went out and I didn't hear like a good third of our intro. But listen, we're back and we're ready to go. I don't see your face, though.
My camera's up, buddy. I'm here, my friend.
Oh, there's something going on. Can you see my face?
I can see your face, and that's the most important thing.
Oh, duck it. There we go. The big guy's back. It's all me. We're back with another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are hot off the heels of a couple of impressive weeks here for the show. We had Gary Michael Capetta, NWA legendary ring announcer, a couple of weeks ago. A couple weeks before that, we had the National Treasure, Nick Aldis, the end of.
There he goes, my friends. The Enforcer has left us. But we did have the National Treasure a few weeks ago. We had Gary Michael Capetta last week, and 2 weeks ago. And who do we just have last week, Mike?
We had me back. No, we had the retrosexual AG, Anthony Green, the unfortunately, unceremoniously. Not victorious over the weekend, Anthony Green. He took an L to Stevie Richards, who is 46, 47 years old, and the man is in the best shape of his life. They did a fantastic little angle at Beyond Wrestling's Lethal Lottery. AG came out in his retrosexual GWO gear, dressed as Big Stevie Cool, and the Platinum Honeys were dressed as Hollywood Nova and the Blue Meanie. Stevie Richards came out as the Right to Censor. I don't know if you saw this, Joe.
I did see pictures of it, yes.
He came out in the Right to Censor garb. Yeah, and then he's like, AG looks at him, he's like, dude, you're not you when you're hungry. Grab a Snickers. And sure enough, he gives him a Snickers. He runs out. He comes back in as Big Stevie Cool, man. It was a great match. Anthony Green is quickly becoming one of my new favorite wrestlers to watch. I got to be honest with you. His gimmick is awesome. It's hilarious. The crowd loves him. He's great in the ring. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to be doing this weekend at Evolve. 124 and 5? 5 and 6? I don't know. It's Evolve in...
I think it's 127, 128, I think.
I'm worthless dung of a donkey, Joe. But anyway, regardless of that, and everybody check out Anthony Green at Retro AG on his Instagram and on his Twitter. He's a great follow. He's very, very funny. Listen, it's for a couple of guys like us who have no future and nothing to do but professional wrestling, it's a great week, man. We got Ring of Honor War of the Worlds coming up, and we have Evolve this weekend. Ring of Honor War of the Worlds actually starts on a Wednesday. I mean, I love the Wednesday wrestling show. It breaks up the week. Everything sucks on Wednesday. And what do we do tomorrow? We're going to watch a little Ring of Honor. We're Buffalo tomorrow, May 8th, baby. Let's get cold and let's get the, what is it, the card? I'm looking at the card. So really quick, we'll get into what we're going to do the show. I have all the matches lined up for the entire weekend. However, as you know, if you've ever followed Ring of Honor tour, they're going to change matches. They're going to add matches. So we'll just give a very, very quick breakdown of each match. And then I want to talk about, Joe, I want what has to happen during this tour for you. And then I want to talk your three matches that you're most excited for, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all, Mike, but I thank you for giving me the rundown on that. I'm ready to go, my friend.
All right, sweet. So let's start with also, you know what I'm not going to do? this might be somewhat racially insensitive, but as you know,
I'm cringing. I'm cringing as we speak. Go ahead.
No. In New Japan, they have the young boys. They're called the Young Lions when they come out of the New Japan Dojo, right? So Alex Coughlin and the other two dudes, help me, Kyle Fredericks, and help me, Joe.
Clark Connors?
Clark Connors, yeah. I'm going to call them – okay. I was going to call them the White Lions, but nope. I don't want –
Nope, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's good.
Hold on. Why is that? Why are you looking for a new name for them? They're the Young Lions from the New Japan Dojo, correct? Right? They don't have. They're not allowed to wear, you know, any sort of fancy gear or anything, right? They don't have any gimmicks yet. They're just straight out of the dojo, right? That they're not allowed to wrestle under any sort of nickname or anything like that. It's like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. They are appearing on this tour, I guess. That's the bottom line. They're appearing on the tour on various shows. Looks like there's some of them that are in tag action, singles action on different nights, and then there's a couple of six-mans that they're involved in as well.
Can we call them the American Lions? Is that fair?
Yeah, American Lions is fine, yes. I
was going to make a – listen. I don't want anybody to take it racially. I was going to make a joke to the 80s band White Lion, but I couldn't even get there because you cut me off thinking I was going to be inappropriate.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, I never got a chance to love you. Wait, I love White Lion. They're highly underrated as far as an 80s band goes. But listen, so let's go. Let's break down the card. Let's start tomorrow night. Let's start from the bottom, and we haven't gotten much further. Opening match, PJ Black versus Alex Coughlin, Joe.
Oh, all right. There you go. I think that's a spot for PJ Black to get a win. I mean, he's been back for in Ring of Honor for a little bit here, but he hasn't really gotten many wins under his belt. Had a couple of good matches with Bandido. So I think he's probably primed here to get for a spot over one of the American Lions, as they've been dubbed, get a win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. PJ Black over Coughlin. The next, TKO and Vinny Marsiglia versus the rest of the American Lions here.
Again, I think... the Kingdom, those two guys in particular don't get a lot of wins as a tag team. And again, I think this is a spot for them to get a win. And you know, again, the Young Lion folks from the New Japan Dojo to kind of show what they can do.
Hikuleo versus Shane Taylor. But I'm sorry. I agree with you on that one. TKO and Vinny all the way. I think the Lions are going to show some fire. They might get a win like a six-man match, but I don't see them getting a win here. So Hikuleo versus Shane Taylor, our buddy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know too much about Hikuleo, but I do think
Tongan, just so you know.
Okay. I do think that they being Ring of Honor has gotten behind Shane Taylor a little bit, and they're starting to push him to the level that he deserves to be at. And I'm going to go with Shane Taylor.
Shane Taylor all the way. He needs a big win here. Now is when we start getting into the meat and potatoes of this event. Hot Sauce and Mark Haskins. Could we call them a Haskins sauce? I'll figure it out.
Mark
Hot Sauce and Mark Haskins versus Evil and Sonata. Oh, man, what a good tag match. Evil and Sonata are booked in some big matches this entire card. So are Hot Sauce and Haskins. I think we might pull out the upset here, and Lifeblood might prevail. So I'm going with Hot Sauce and Haskins.
I'm going to go with Evil and Sonata. I think Haskins and Hot Sauce have been involved in some really good matches since they've been there. I think Hot Sauce has been sort of designated as the guy in Lifeblood that takes the losses in a lot of their matches. So I think that's what's going to happen here. I think Evil and Sonata will get put over on the tour.
I hope not. I hope Lifeblood gets the win here. I love those two guys, Hot Sauce and Haskins. Next up, we have Roosh versus Silas Young. It's not much to say here. Silas is kind of just toiling around in somewhat of obscurity after he lost the TV title, and I think Roosh is still undefeated. So I'm going to say Roosh keeps the streak alive.
Yeah, they seem to be putting a lot of stock in Roosh right now in Ring of Honor. He has not lost yet, and he's getting a strong push, so I'll say Roosh as well.
Next up, Villain Enterprises, Brody King, Marty, the Villain Skrull, and he's not human, PCO, take on Yuji Nagata, Satoshi Kojima, and Jeff Cobb, who, according to... Tai Chi is too fat. So I don't think that, but that's what Tai Chi said. And Jeff Cobb, who just came off a loss of the never open weight title. So that's a little bit surprising. He took a loss in New Japan last weekend. So Villain Enterprises versus the Nagata Kojima Cobb combo. Villain Enterprises is a legitimate 6-man tag team. Either Kojima's going to take the pinfall here. Blue Justice should not be getting pinned, and Cobb should not be getting pinned. But Villain Enterprises needs a win, especially because PCO is going to be fighting wrestling Matt Taven the next night. So Villain Enterprises gets the win here, but this is the only match, unless I'm wrong, that I see Marty Scurll on the entire tour. So take that what you will, as you will, as you may. Take that as you may.
Okay, I'm going to go with Villain Enterprises as well. I don't think I have too much to add to it than what you mentioned. I feel the exact same way.
Okay, main event. Guerrillas of Destiny versus the newly formed tag team of Jay Lethal and John Gresham. Man, these guys are great. John Gresham's a great singles wrestler, but he's also been a really good tag wrestler. He was in CCK, the Calamari Catch Kings, and he's doing some really good stuff with Lethal. I don't know. Is this for the title, Joe? It didn't say.
Let's see. It does not say. And I'm not sure. I'm going to take a look because I know that the Guerrillas of Destiny are slated to face the Briscoes.
On the fourth night, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if the titles are on the line here, but either way, I'm going to say that the Guerrillas of Destiny will win the match and keep both championships if they are on the line here.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. They got to keep G.O.D. strong, and I don't think Lethal should is going to take a loss here. So Gresham can afford a loss against the G.O.D. So that's all they have for night one.
Last thing, actually, real quick. I'm sorry. The version I have up here has a Flip Gordon versus Bandido match on that card. Do you have that also?
Yes,
you do. Yes, okay.
Yeah. I skipped over that in between Rush and the Villain Enterprises match.
Who's
yeah.
Rush? I don't know who Rush is. What's that?
Rouge? No, Rush. Yeah, Flip versus Bandido. Actually, it's funny. I'll talk about that one later. But Flip is back from his injury. People feel like he came back a little bit early. It looks a little shaky, if you will. But Bandido is probably one of the hottest acts in Ring of Honor. So I'm going to say Bandido gets the win over Flip here in a heck of a match.
I'm going to go with a cop-out prediction and say that we get a Bully Ray run in and he ruins the match at the end and then nobody wins. Because I feel like neither guy should take a loss here. And I was thinking
the same thing, yeah.
It's not a bad spot for them to do something like that. Or not
a schmaz.
Schmaz indeed. All right, buddy, you ready for Toronto?
Toronto, let's start it off. Now, this is a, let's start off with Vinny and TKO of the Kingdom against Evil and Sonata. Evil and Sonata should not be losing to the Kingdom. Sorry, ROH Honor Club girls, but it is true. Evil and Sonata all the way get the win here.
Agreed. They should be coming off. Both of them should be coming off wins on the first night in Buffalo. But I do think Evil and Sonata will get a victory in this match.
The American Lions versus G.O.D. and Hikuleo. G.O.D. and Hikuleo all day. Not even a question. Should we just go to the next match, Joe?
Yep, 100%.
Yep. Next match is going to be a horse fight. Horse, how you doing? Jeff Cobb versus Brody King versus Hiroki Goto versus Shane Taylor. Dude, this is going to be, just cover up and get the hell punched out of you, slammed out of you, kicked out of you, suplexed out of you. It's going to be a good match, dude. I don't know. Is it for the TV title? I do not believe it is.
I don't think so. According to Shane Taylor's response to our tweets, I think he said that I believe it's not for the TV title, but he planned on winning and then getting a TV title shot shortly after, if I'm accurate.
There is so many different ways they can go. They can go with Cobb winning, and that would be fine because he's the champion, or they can go with another guy winning the match and then getting a TV title shot and not having to pin Cobb. My heart says Shane Taylor, Joe. And I love Shane Taylor because he's a friend of the podcast. But I think they're going to go Brody. I think Brody King. Yeah, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Brody gets the win, possibly over Goto, maybe unfortunately over Shane. And they set up Brody King versus Jeff Cobb the next pay-per-view.
Okay, I could see that. I'm not really sure really where to go with this one. I don't think Goto is going to win, but I'm just going to stick with Cobb. I feel like, I don't know, why not? He's been booked as a dominant guy, and I'll say that Cobb gets the win here, and whatever, hopefully. They'll move him on to a nice feud for the TV title after this.
Yeah, and now we're looking at Jay Lethal versus Satoshi Kojima. Kojima's a legend, been around forever. However, Jay Lethal should not and will not be losing to Kojima.
Agreed. Lethal will definitely get the win there in singles competition.
Speaking of legendary, Blue Justice against the Last Real Man, Silas Young. You know, it's kind of a tough pick 'em here. Silas isn't doing much, and Nagata's kind of on his farewell tour, even though it's not really talked about. Hey, I'm 50-50 on this one, Joe. I think we might see Silas get the win with some interference here.
I'll go with Blue Justice. Why not? He's on the tour and be giving him a win on the tour. Like you said earlier, I don't think they don't seem to have too much planned with Silas right now. He's doing a feud with John Gresham. So I think maybe they'll give it to Yuji.
I wouldn't hate it. Love me some Nagata. Now, I'm so excited for this match. One of the matches I'm most excited for. Jay and Mark, the Briscoe brothers versus Hot Sauce, Tracy Williams and Mark Haskins. Here's the deal. I love all four guys in this match. I think it's going to be one hell of a match, but the Briscoes have to win for the momentum going into their title defense with the GOD. So Briscoes win. It's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be hotly contested, but the Briscoes get the W.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, again, Haskins and Williams are a good team, but they seem to be the guys that their Ring of Honor is willing to have take losses and just kind of put on good performances. So I think that'll be the case here. I expect the match to be very good, as you said, and I think the Briscoes will get the win to build up a little momentum before their tag title shot on Sunday.
Main event of night two in Toronto, Matt Taven, the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, which still kind of hurts my mouth when I say it, against the man that is not human, PCO, Pierre Carl Ouellet. Taven gets the win. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of cane shot or some kind of, you know, Tavenosity going on in this match. You're going to have to kill PCO, so he might do that. But Taven wins.
Yeah, I think Taven will retain the title. I could see interference from the Kingdom, maybe the rest of Villain Enterprises to counteract that, depending on how the match goes. But I can't see Taven losing the title to PCO in his first official defense since winning the title at the Garden. And I guess before we move on to Grand Rapids, I have PJ Black versus Roosh on my version of the card. Do you have that as well?
No, I don't have PJ Black versus Roosh on this one.
Okay. I have PJ Black versus Roosh.
Well, actually, you know, before you get to that, let me say something. The problem I have here, these shows are tomorrow and the day after. So we're talking Wednesday and Thursday, right?
Yeah.
ROHWrestling.com, the Ring of Honor website, when I go to your website and I click on live events and I click on these shows, it's 2 days away. You don't even have the match card lined up. You have talent that might be appearing. That is Bush League. Don't curse. We're on the Pro Wrestling podcast. That's kind of day one stuff, man. You know, for especially you have the Honor Club. It's nowhere. You have like, they'll have like, oh, this match here, or like a headline of this match here. But I want to see the card. I'm paying for the Honor Club. I'm paying $100, whatever it is, a year. I want to see what I'm going to be watching on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I shouldn't have to go to, what is it, PW Scoops, SE Scoops, some fugazi fourth party site that has compiled a list of the matches on your show. I love Ring of Honor, but be better, man. Be better.
Subpar.
It's C+.
By the way, I'm taking Roosh. That match.
PJ Black versus Roosh. I'm going Roosh. Roosh is on a killing spree. So
there we go.
All right. May 11th, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes.
This to me, no offense to Grand Rapids, is the most underwhelming card of the tour. So we'll just get right to it. Kelly Klein versus Stacy Shadows, Joe.
I'm going to go with Kelly Klein. Women of Honor champion Kelly Klein, yes.
Yep, me too. Kelly Klein beats Stacy Shadows in her title defense. Evil and Sonata versus the Bouncers. Brian Malonis and our buddy, the old BCB, Beer City Bruiser.
As much as I like BCB, I think, again, I think Evil and Sonata will get another win on this tour. I think I have them winning every night of the tour, but that's okay.
Listen, it wouldn't surprise me. Next up, we're going to have Mark Haskins versus the man that is not human, PCO. I like both these guys, but like you said, to them, Haskins seems a little bit expendable. Unfortunately, I think if PCO is going to take a loss, his first official pinfall loss in a singles match in Ring of Honor on May 9th in Toronto, then they're going to have to give him a win on May 11th to build him back up and keep him looking strong and half dead. So to me, it's going to go PCO.
Agreed. Yeah, I think PCO is the guy here to get the win. He does have a lot of momentum behind him and a lot of fan support, so I'll take PCO.
Okay, next up we have Roosh versus Eli Isom versus PJ Black versus Hot Sauce Tracy Williams in a four-way match.
Now, my thing says that the winner gets an ROH title match. Is that true?
Yeah, it didn't say what title. Mine said title match. It didn't say ROH world title, TV title.
Yeah, you're right. It just says ROH title match, so I don't really know what that is.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, they've been pushing Roosh to the moon, so I don't see any reason for him to not win this match and maybe get a shot with Jeff Cobb. Let me tell you something. Jeff Cobb versus Roosh, you have me. I'm in. I'm invested. So yeah, I'm taking Roosh in this match.
Yep, I go with Roosh as well. I mean, like you said, the momentum has been fully behind him. He's been getting a lot of time on TV, a lot of wins, a lot of strong wins. So I think Roosh is the guy.
Next up, we have the Kingdom versus the G.O.D. and Hikuleo. I mean, it's going to be tough because the GOD are going the next night. They're going to be wrestling the Briscoes for defending the tag titles. So do they take the loss here on night three? Sure, you could pin Hikuleo. I don't think they will. I think the Kingdom is expendable as long as Matt Taven does not get pinned. So I think the GOD and Hikuleo look strong going into their match with the Briscoes, and Vinny Marsaglia takes the pinfall.
Yeah, I agree. I think either Marsaglia or TK Orion will take the pin, and they'll put the New Japan guys over.
You ready for this schmaz here? Let me warm up my voice for the main event. Jeff Cobb, Jay Lethal, Yuji Nagata, Hiroki Goto, and Satoshi Kojima versus Bully Ray, Silas Young, our buddy Shane Taylor, and the Briscoe Brothers. Man, this is a 5-on-5. It's like a Survivor Series match without the elimination. So it's one kind of pinfall. I don't love matches like this if they're not elimination matches. I feel like there's just so much going on. There should be some great spots. Don't get me wrong. You have a lot of very talented workers in here. But I think the Bully Ray Briscoe team, it's going to be important, again, for them to win going into night four. I guess Silas could take the pin. I don't know. It should be just a spot fest. You're not going to be able to tell a story with 10 guys. It's not Survivor Series 89 when there's a 20, 40, 70 guys on the ring apron in this match. I don't know, Joe. I'm taking the heels. I'm going Bully and the Briscoes.
I'm going to go baby faces on this one. I don't really have a good reason for that, to be honest with you, other than maybe them ending the show on a positive note. I mean, I can easily see somebody like Bully Ray or Silas Young taking a pinfall in the match. So I'm going to go with the baby faces on this one. And I guess real quick, I'm sure you're probably tired of me doing this already, but I'm just going to keep the trend going. There were two other matches that I have listed on the Grand Rapids card on the, you know, kind of the opening matches with some of the young lions from New Japan. So the two matches that I have listed here are Cheeseburger versus Clark Connors and Coast to Coast versus Alex Coughlin and Carl Fredericks. And I guess just really quickly, I would take the Ring of Honor wrestlers over those guys. So Cheeseburger and Coast to Coast.
Yep, I'm with you on that one too, for both matches. Now, this one was interesting to me. Actually, there's two really interesting matches on this card. First is going to be Sienna, the NWA Women's Champion, defending her title against Marty Bell.
This is Sunday in Chicago, right?
Yes, correct. Sunday in yeah. So you know what? I missed you saying that. Yeah, so now we're going to Chicago, May 12th. I forgot the Young Lions were on the 11th, too. So now we're going May 12th, Chicago. There's only five matches announced. Typically, as Ring of Honor does, there's going to more matches are going to develop as the shows progress. So, which I think is good because then, you know, gives you a reason to check Ring of Honor's website and not find out what's on the show. So the opening match I see here is Sienna versus Marty Bell. Sienna, like I said, defending her newly won NWA Women's Championship. I think Sienna, of course, is going to get the win. It should be a good match. They're both very talented performers. Big fan of Sienna. She's doing a lot of good stuff lately, whether she's here, she's evolved, she's NWA. And I would like to see Sienna and a Women of Honor going forward.
I would too. I am only slightly confused about whether to call her Sienna or Allison Kay. I'm not really sure how that all works. Perhaps something we can ask her next time that we speak with her. But I'm very, very glad that she has won the NWA Women's Championship. I'm glad that she has won back the Shine Championship as well. And I think that she will defeat Marty Bell on this card.
Yeah. Next up, we have New Japan versus New Japan as Evil and Sonata take on Kojima and Nagata. I mean, listen, they're not going to lose this match, Joe. Evil and Sonata are not losing. So that means you have Evil and Sonata going 4-0 this tour, correct?
I do. I don't know. I don't know what that says about me, but that's what
it
I have.
It says you believe, you know, you think very highly of Evil and Sonata, and Sonata just came off a very hard-fought loss to Okada for the IWGP heavyweight title, so I don't think it's a bad way to do to build him back up. So we're both going Evil and Sonata there. Next up, it was just announced, the NWA were which one's Colt's title?
National.
National, champion. Sorry, not the world's, correct. The NWA National Champion Colt Cabana is going to be defending against James Storm in a Ring of Honor ring. That's a schmoz, man. That's a lot going on there. I just want to state this. I love the partnership between Ring of Honor and NWA. I think it's great for both companies. I think it's getting the NWA titles in the national spotlight, and I think it's getting good. You have better talent in Ring of Honor, so this should be great. I didn't think they were going to put the title on Colt Cabana in the first place. But I don't think James Storm would be a poor champion. So I'm going Upset City here, and I think James Storm might take the title from Colt Cabana in his first title defense.
Yeah, this is a tough one. It really is, because like you said, I didn't expect Cabana to win the title off of Willie Mack, and now I'm wondering if that has something to do with Willie Mack signing a more extensive contract with Impact. I don't know. I don't know if it does or it doesn't. That's just pure speculation on my part. I have no knowledge of that. So I was surprised Cabana got the win at the time. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, he's been a regular in the NWA on and off. That doesn't make sense. Regular and on and off doesn't make sense. He's been in the NWA in the past, and he's
been consistently showing up there.
He's been consistently and inconsistently working there. Yes. So I don't know. I agree with you. I think that they should put the title on Storm, get a little bit more notoriety for it. Obviously they could do whatever they want with Cabana, whether they want to have him continue to be involved in NWA matches or not. But I think having Storm come in and maybe win the title right away and do something with it would be the right thing to do. So I'm going to go with the Cowboy.
Well, I mean, the Cowboy always has a backup plan, because he could just go to Monday Night Raw the same way his buddy Bobby Roode is, you know.
Robert Roode. Sorry.
Yeah, I give up. Now, let's go with two matches left in this show. We'll go to the next match. Jeff Cobb versus Roosh versus Jay Lethal versus PCO. Huh.
It's a tough one.
That's a tough. Is this one for the title? It doesn't say that either.
I don't know.
Dude, come on, Ring of Honor.
I can check real quick, man, if you want.
It didn't say on the site if we're both looking at the same one. See, this is a Joe, do they have Lethal? Let me ask you this. Do they have Lethal go for the TV title?
Well, I guess he could. I think he's the longest, right? Or if not one of the longest reigning TV champions in the history of the company. Is that right?
Yep.
So, here, the record holder for most combined days. Oh, as ROH world champion. This is a four corner survival match. That's all it says. So it doesn't really say.
So survival means it's going to be an elimination match.
I don't know that either. There's a lot of things that are not clear about this. I don't know, dude. You know what? I'm going to go with Roosh. That's my answer. Roosh.
You know what? I'll duck it. I'm going with Roosh, too. Roosh. Taking Roosh all the way to the top. He's not going to lose. Now, there's one thing we do. Actually, So the main event of the show is the GOD versus the Briscoe Brothers, correct?
Yes. Those tag titles are on the line in that match. I'm pretty confident in that.
What's that?
The tag titles are on the line in that match. I'm pretty confident, right?
What sets of tag titles? The Ring of Honor, definitely. Are the IWGP tag titles on the line?
I don't know.
You know why we don't know? Because this is poor job by Ring of Honor. But I'll tell you this. The Briscoes have to get their win back. There is no better professional wrestling tag team in the ring, cutting promos, on the microphone in the ring, doing a 45-second Twitter video from their house than Jay and Mark, the Briscoe Brothers. The Briscoe Brothers need to beat the GOD May 12th in Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's time that they win the titles back. I thought they'd win them back in Madison Square Garden. They swerved me and had the Gorillas of Destiny win the titles. But I do think that the Briscoes should win this match. I, like we just said, I don't know which titles are on the line. My assumption is that it's at least the Ring of Honor titles. Maybe it'll only be those. But I think that the Briscoes should win this match. So I'm going to go with Jay and Mark to win the titles back in Chicago on Sunday to close out the War of the Worlds tour.
I have a couple of lists of things here. Actually, I have a list of a couple of things. For me, I wrote down what has to happen during this tour. This is big for Ring of Honor. It's four nights, star-studded tour. What has to happen? For me, number one, Matt Taven has to be booked well and beat PCO. True or false?
True. That's on my list as well.
Okay. Two, Jeff Cobb has to be booked like a beast and cannot be pinned. True or false?
He should not be pinned on this tour.
Three, GOD has to drop the titles to the Briscoes.
They should drop the Ring of Honor titles to the Briscoes.
Yes. New challengers for the tag titles and the heavyweight title have to emerge from this tour.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, one of the things I was going to say, which goes along with the new contender for the world title, is I think that one of the guys has to come out of this as a legitimate title contender. Now, it sounds like from at least the way that we've been talking about it, that it's somebody like Roosh, who's going to keep winning a lot of matches, hopefully. So he might be a guy in that scenario. But definitely they have to come up with somebody to be a legitimate challenger to either to the world title and or television titles coming out of this tour. Like you mentioned earlier, Marty Scurll is not on many of these cards. As of now, even Taven's only on like maybe two of the cards. There's some other guys that they just need to be booked strong and put into positions to challenge for titles. We've seen a lot of the same guys over the last year. It's been a lot of Jay Lethal. It's been a lot of Matt Taven. It's been a lot of Marty Scurll. It's been a lot of Dalton Castle. So it'd be good to get somebody fresh in the mix for the world title picture and the TV title picture.
So your guess is Roosh.
The answer to all questions tonight
has been Roosh.
Yeah.
Okay. What three matches are you most excited for?
Oh boy. That's
I have
a good
the entire
one.
Card for it. You want me to go first?
I got it. I'll go real quick. I think, I am excited for the Briscoes versus Haskins and Tracy Williams. I think that's going to be excellent. I am excited for the four-way that we just talked about on Sunday in Chicago, Cobb versus Roosh versus Lethal versus PCO. And I guess the other one that stands out to me really is probably the GOD and the Briscoes on the last day. I mean, there's a lot of other good matches on these cards, but if I had to pick three, those are the ones that I would pick. Gorillas of Destiny versus Lethal and Gresham, I'm sure will also be good, but I'll stick with those three.
You want to Bogart some of mine? I mean, that was four. I have a list of three.
I'm sorry.
For me, number one is GOD versus the Briscoes. Number two is Briscoes versus Hot Sauce and Haskins. Number three, the potential behind Flip and Bandido, I think, should be a very good match too. Again, Bandido's only booked for, I believe, one day, right? Yeah, Flip versus Bandido for one day. He could be another guy that comes out of this tour if they do throw him in some of these matches as a strong contender for the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight title or the World TV or the TV title, either way. But I think there's a lot of pressure for them to make some people look very, very good so you could buy them as legitimate contenders for these titles going forward. You have the next pay-per-view June 20-something. I forget. Whatever it might be. It's mid to late June. So you have a month, right? But that's, what, two TV tapings for Ring of Honor, maybe?
Maybe.
You have these four shows, and then you have one, maybe, possibly two sets of TV tapings. You need somebody to be a viable challenger for all of your titles, and it can't be guys from New Japan. You can't keep relying on them. So now you don't have the crutch of New Japan from Madison Square Garden. Now you're going to have to put together a card in about a month and a half, a little under, with the guys you have. You have your Rushes, you have, you know, your Lethal, your Gresham. It's a big 4 days, man. I don't want to make it look I'm blowing out of proportion, but I think it's, you know, something needs to happen very promising for Ring of Honor, because with this AEW hype, man, we have AEW is going to be 3 weeks from now, right? So people, Ring of Honor doesn't want you forgetting about them. AEW it's a shiny new toy, so they have to do something in the next couple of days, and I hope they do because I love watching Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean, they have the World of Worlds tour has always been, or the last 5 or 6 years has been a big tour for them. And they're, you know, no disrespect to Buffalo and Grand Rapids, which are good cities as well, but Toronto and Chicago were pretty significant, I think, cities from a wrestling show perspective for any company to go to. Usually you get very good crowds, very active crowds there. So I would expect, you know, good shows, especially on those two, but hopefully for the entire tour. And like you said, come out of it with some, you know, maybe some buzz, some momentum, and hopefully some things set up for Best in the World in June.
I would be all in just thinking about it. Oh, nice, bro. Brilliant. I would double down on Sienna versus Kelly Klein, or AK versus Kelly Klein at the next pay-per-view, by the way. Just thinking out loud with this partnership with the NWA. I'd be a big fan of that match.
Tweet it out, man. Tweet it out from our Twitter. What, Where can people find us on the Twitter and the social medias?
X-Hamster. You can find us where you find us every single week, man. And if you were watching or you're a fan of Beyond Wrestling, you should have followed us on Twitter on Sunday because I was live tweeting, get a lot of interactions with the old fanskies, huh? At All Night Long WP. And I'll tell you this, speaking of tweeting along, we have two Evolve shows coming up this weekend, which we'll touch on our social media throughout the week. Really, really big shows. Cassius Ohno is going to be on there. Adam Cole is going to be on the show. And we're going to be watching. So if you want, follow us at All Night Long WP on your Twitter, on your Instagram. Search us on Facebook, All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. And go to YouTube.com/All Night Long Wrestling Podcast because we finally are verified. Feels good, man. We just need that blue check mark, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure we're only about 20 years away from that, so it's fine.
You know, the negativity's got to stop, Joe. We're a bunch of positive people here in the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. Speaking of positive people, look at Joe. Look at that. Look at that face. Don't forget, if you want Chew as blue as Joe's headphones, you go to BlueChew.com. Use your promo code WPP. You pay $5 shipping and handling. You get your first order of Blue Chew on the house. Tell them the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast sent you. You don't have to go to your doctor anymore, baby. You want to put a little stuff in your stocking, you go to BlueChew.com, promo code WPP, $5 shipping and handling from us, the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. No, the week is in the books. He's your host. He's the Stallion. I'm the Enforcer, and we're tapping out. Along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how it used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl?